Hello there, I'm Natalia Malu, your unfiltered fit BFF, mom of two turned CEO of a fitness empire. Someone who understands the struggles of trying to stay fit, sane, and sexy, all while juggling work, life, and motherhood. And this is the Unfiltered Fit Life podcast. Follow along wherever you're listening and join me weekly as I help busy working moms just like you simplify their fitness journey so they can lose weight, regain their confidence, and feel sexy AF. It's time to stop living in the what ifs and hiding from the cameras. It's time to regain control over your body, feel sexy naked, and wear a bikini confidently. People already see you as a super confident woman, but it's time for you to feel the same way too. Let's go. Hello, hello there, fam. Welcome to another episode of the Unfiltered Fit Life podcast. I'm Natalia Mello, your host. And you know what? I have to say before we start, I am loving the podcast gig. I am loving it. I was a bit skeptical at first. I'm like, am I going to like it? Am I not? But I'm getting so many awesome messages from you guys and even from people that I personally know that I didn't even know they knew about my podcast. And then I got a text message. Hey, Natalia, I listened to your podcast. It was amazing. My neighbor. Hi. My neighbor told me, hey, I'm listening to your podcast. I love it. It's so cool. It's very awesome to be able to connect with people that I personally know or that I might not know personally, but we are like internet friends, to be connecting with you in a more personal way, because I think I'm sharing a lot of personal stories here that make us connected. And so if you feel inclined to do so, please make sure that you leave a review on iTunes, because I got my first review. I'm like an official podcaster now. I feel like I could put a plot like behind on my desk saying that I'm an official podcaster because I got my first review. So, and the first review was a 5-star review. So thank you, boo. It's from Lou BRFI. And it says, I've known Natalia for a couple of years and she's the real deal. You can't find too many coaches out there who have the breadth of knowledge and accomplishments she does. Natalia won Miss Olympia and is an excellent source of knowledge. Well, Lou BRFI, thank you so much for your review. And now it's your turn to leave a review for me. Okay. So now that we got with this first part of talking about all the professionals stuff of my podcasting career, let's get into the topic for today, because today we're going to be talking about the problems that I have with the whole accountability and motivation mindset. And what pushed me to do this podcast was a call that I had. When was it? It was the beginning of this week. So I'm talking to this lady, incredibly successful, you know, a lawyer with a great career, her kids, been married for some time, like very accomplished person. And as I'm speaking with her and I ask her, I was like, so why do you think that you have not been able to accomplish your fitness goals on your own? And then she tells me that the reason why is because she needs accountability and she doesn't feel very motivated. Now, let's talk here for a second. This woman is a partner in a law firm. I don't know much about law in the United States. I know in Brazil because I went to law school in Brazil. I dropped out halfway through because it wasn't my jam. Well, it was my jam, but it was very corrupt in Brazil. Sorry for another day. Listen to another podcast that I have. I think it's episode 2. So we have an incredibly accomplished lady that finished law school, got to pass the bar exam, got to become a partner in her law firm. And she's telling me that her problem with her fitness is accountability and motivation. Really? Really? Somebody with that level of accomplishment on a professional side is very, very unlikely to lack accountability and motivation. This is just being my experience watching successful women, successful people, men included in a lot of the business coaching programs that I'm in, not succeed due to a lack of motivation and accountability. And I'm going to tell you what I told her. I was like, let's call her Jane so we can give her a name. And I was like, okay, Jane, so let me ask you a question. And I need to add, She was a competitor in her past life. She used to be super fit. And then life started to happen. Kids came, career grew, like she ascended in her career. And then I told her, I was like, Jane, can I tell you something? And she's like, sure. And I was like, I won the biggest bodybuilding competition in the world. And now I am a mom. I work about 10 hours on average a day. And I can tell you right now that if I were to follow the same strategy that I followed to compete, to get ready for competitions, now at this stage of life, I would be A, having a mental breakdown daily, B, saying that I was incredibly motivated and needed accountability. Would you say that somebody who wins the Olympia, the biggest bodybuilding competition in the world, is somebody who is unmotivated and that doesn't have accountability? I would say that the answer is probably no. So what is the problem? So I asked her, I'm like, Jane, you have kids, right? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, how old are your kids? And then she goes, they're 7 and 9. And I'm like, cool. Let me ask you a question. Imagine that you get your 7-year-old and you tell him, hey, John, I need you to write a 500-page essay on quantum physics. And I need all the citations at the end of it. The child is 7, okay? And this is the request that you are giving him. It's like the 500-page essay on quantum physics. And he has a month to write that. Then I asked her, I'm like, and then you show up every single day and you're like, come on, John, you can do it. You can do it. Come on. You're so smart. You totally can do it. Yeah, come on, keep it up. You can do it. And you show up every single day for 30 days, hyping him up and holding him accountable to the 500-page essay. And I asked her, I'm like, do you think by the end of the 30 days, he's going to have finished that? And then she started laughing. She's like, there is no way. And I'm like, why? And then she goes, well, because he doesn't know how to. He barely knows how to write. How is he supposed to write a 500-page essay on quantum physics? And I'm like, well, but you were holding him accountable, though. You're showing up every single day, holding him accountable and telling him that he was amazing to keep up the good work. And then she's like, oh, I see what you're saying. So I'm going to tell you the same thing that I told Jane. No amount of accountability can make up for a lack of direction and a lack of having a plan that works for the life that you have now. And that's, I think, one big problem. And in addition to that, here are the three big problems that I see with the accountability mindset, especially when it comes to hiring help and getting a coach. And the number one problem with it is that people are constantly relying on external force. Oh, I'm going to get a coach and then the coach is going to, you know, hold me accountable. I can tell you this right now. Whenever I speak with somebody who wants to work with us, I run away from the word accountability like the plague. The reason for that is because as a coach, I don't see my job as to just hold somebody accountable. My job is to teach you or whoever we were working with how to hold themselves accountable. Do I hold my members accountable? Absolutely. But that is not going to be my quote unquote selling point to get anybody into my program. Because relying on external force and that external accountability, that constant external accountability is one of the reasons why people are so much on the up and down, because they don't even know how to hold themselves accountable. A coach's job is not to babysit your ass. And I say this as somebody who has a whole bunch of coaches. I have a fitness coach. I have 2 business coaches. I have a copywriting coach. I have like loads of coaches, but I do not expect them to hold me accountable. And do you know why? Because my fitness is my problem. Me being healthy for my family is my problem. It's not my coach's problem. Although my coach is just as invested in the process as me, my coach cannot be more invested into me becoming a better version of myself than I am invested in it myself. So I am not a big fan of the whole idea of relying on external accountability. Do I think that accountability is important? Absolutely. But whenever you're working with someone, if the only driving force for you is the external accountability, the moment that you stop working with that person, if you do not learn, if that coach doesn't teach you how to have your own personal way to hold yourself accountable, the moment you stop working with that person, shit's going to hit the fan. I always say, I am not a grown-ass woman's babysitter. I do not run an adult daycare. My job is, yes, to hold you accountable, but more importantly than just hold you accountable is to teach you how to hold yourself accountable. So my first problem with like the idea of accountability is that if you go into anything expecting someone else to give you that accountability, you're constantly relying on external forces. And that's not going to work long term. That's number one. Number two, no amount of accountability. This I feel in my soul. No amount of accountability will make up for a lack of personal responsibility. Personal responsibility, I am a big fan. Big fan, big fan. And that is another big problem with the whole idea that you're going to get, oh, I just need accountability. I just need accountability and all the problems will be solved. If you do not learn how to hold yourself accountable, what is going to happen is every time that you slip off, it is going to become somebody else's fault. And whenever you do not hold yourself accountable, you are blaming somebody else. Oh, it's a coach's fault. Oh, it's my husband's fault. Oh, it's my kid's fault. No, it's not your husband's fault. It's not your kid's fault. It is your fucking fault because it is you, your husband. Oh, my husband wanted to have pizza. The fuck do I care? Oh, because I can't lose weight because of my kids. Why? Are they shoving down your throat like chicken nuggets? No, it is your body. It is your health. Listen, there ain't nothing wrong with pizza and nuggets. I'm all about the pizza and nuggets life, like hashtag balance, all about it. But if you're constantly, you know, letting other people, even if those are your kids, your partner, your boss, if you're constantly letting other people take over what you want for yourself and make the decisions for you, your problem is not accountability. Your problem is personal responsibility of the actions that you're taking now. That is the first thing that we have to address. And I actually wrote something here. Let me find it. Because today I was listening to, I think it was a podcast with Bedros Skoulian, that you have what you deserve. You have what you deserve. If you're not setting boundaries on the things that are important to you, and if you're not putting yourself on the driver's seat of your life, of your decisions, of your body, you don't have an accountability problem. You have one, a goals problem. Because oftentimes the people who just marinate in misery is because they don't really have goals, objective goals. Number two, you probably have a lack of strategy, which is very hard for you to have a strategy if you don't even know where you're going. Oh, I want to lose weight. Okay, cool. How many pounds do you want to lose? By when? Okay. Well, how are you going to start doing that? People lack clarity on what their goals are. And because of that, they don't set boundaries. And because they don't set boundaries, they lack the personal responsibility, and then they just blame the lack of accountability. But the problem is not the lack of accountability. The problem is the lack of personal responsibility due to the fact that you have no idea what the hell, where you're going, what you need to do to get you where you want to go, because you don't even know where you're going. So do you see how that becomes a problem? It's like, it just becomes that buzzword. Oh, I need accountability. Nope. Mm-mm. No, sure don't. You need to put yourself in the driver's seat of your decisions. Everything, when I look at my life, okay, everything, I was actually having a session with Annie Yacht. I'm going to try to get her on the podcast. Annie, if you're listening to this, I love you. In my conversation with Annie, she is a trauma coach. On my conversation with Annie, we talked about how making choices have shaped who I am today, which I'm going to do a whole other episode on the podcast about this, but just for this conversation right here. And choices that for many people would be hard to make, you know, like I left Brazil at age 20 with barely anything. Like I had $350. I mentioned this in, I think it's my first episode. So check it out if you haven't. I made the choice of leaving the comfort of my home and the comfort of what I knew to go somewhere that I had no idea what the outcome was going to be. And that opened doors for me to, you know, meet a lot of people, win the biggest bodybuilding competition in the world, be featured in magazines and all of that. And then after that, another big choice that I made was moving to Northern Ireland to be with my husband. Everybody said that I was batshit crazy, but that was a choice that I decided to make because it was important to me. If it didn't work, it didn't work. I'll pack up my shit and go back home. But every significant milestone of my life came from making uncomfortable choices and choosing between the known and the unknown. And so many people are comfortable and are content with sticking to what they know that they forget to realize what the possibilities are whenever you go into the unknown. And that's what happens with not taking a stronger stance on the personal responsibility. You don't take personal responsibility because maybe you are somebody who has not like set boundaries for a long time and you're scared shitless of doing it because you don't know what the outcome is going to be. I mean, if you're happy where you are right now, disregard what I'm saying. But if you know that there is a lot more for you to do, you have to start taking personal responsibility and stop relying on accountability. It is not anybody's job to make you happier, to make you slimmer, to make you more confident in your body. It is your job because you are the one living in the body every single day. And even worse than that is if you are unhappy with where you are, that also starts to make a negative impact on the life of those that you want to protect the most, that you are scared of setting boundaries. So oftentimes the problem is not accountability, is a lack of personal responsibility. And then the third problem with relying on accountability is that oftentimes, especially if, and people are a bit like, not you guys, because you guys are smart, but oftentimes people are a little bit delusional when it comes to their level of expertise in health and fitness. Oh, I started working out 2 years ago. I totally know what to do. I just need accountability. Mm-mm, boo. Nope. You sure don't. You need a lot more than that. 2 years? Cute. We have members in our community. I'm going to do an interview with her very soon. Dina Alsaba. Dina competed with me at the Olympia stage. She's now a mom of two. She's 49 years old. She looks incredible. And she reached out to me because she knew that she was getting to a stage of life that she was going to need professional help and support. And this is from somebody who was at the Olympia stage, okay? So it absolutely cracks me the fuck up when somebody's like, oh, I started working out like 2 years ago and I was doing like my Beachbody workouts. No shade to Beachbodies. Go for it. If he keeps you moving, I'm all about it. But you think that you are somehow an expert in what is next in your fitness journey because you did 2 or 3 years off Beachbody? Stop it. Stop it. Okay? Thinking that your problem is accountability when the reality is that what you lack is the direction. A bit like I was talking in the beginning, and an analogy that I like to use is, you know, we're going to play a little bit of geography here. My husband would be proud. He's a geography major. He is like a flag and map geek. So he'd be very proud of me using this geography analogy. Imagine that you're going to go from Florida to New York. If you're a bit geography challenged, basically Florida to New York is a straight line from south going up north. Straight. You cannot go wrong. Not go wrong. You go up straight on I-95, you're there. But then what happens is you leave Florida and then something happens and you kind of have to do a little bit of a detour and you take like a left turn. But then you don't realize that you have started going a bit left. But you keep on going. And then people are coming. They're like, yeah, keep up the good work. You're killing it. Very good. Yeah, that's it. Keep it up, man. You have all the accountability in the world. But you are not going to where you wanted to go. You are now heading to California, from Florida to California, because you took a left turn instead of going from Florida to New York, which is a straight up and down. Oh, but you had the accountability. Yeah, you had the accountability to go to the wrong place. So I think that this analogy is a very good way to show that just because you have accountability, it doesn't mean that you're going to the place that you want to go. And the problem is that there is such a level of cognitive dissonance, which is that mental conflict that you have because you're, what you want to do doesn't line up with what you're doing, because you start to become frustrated. Because now you kind of start to see that you're not going to New York anymore. You're like heading somewhere else. And then you're like, okay, but I'm going to keep on showing up. And then you start to sabotage yourself. Oh, but all what I need is accountability. No. Oh, but I'm doing everything right sometimes. And then on the weekend, I start to kind of go off the rails. It's very easy to fall off the wagon and to just blame everything on accountability when you do not have direction. And I understand that it's hard to have direction and to feel like you need the help when there is an abundance of information out there. I should know what to do. Well, kind of. But let me ask you a question. I love my analogies, by the way. You guys are going to get used to this. If somebody gets to my house with a bag of, you know, flour, sugar, eggs, butter, all the ingredients, drop it at my door, and it's like, off you go, Natalia. I don't know if you know much about me, but cooking, not my thing. I can cook. It cannot have more than 5 ingredients. And if it takes more than an hour, I already checked out. So if you come to my house, and I cannot follow recipes. I have a hard time following recipes. ADHD, man. So you drop off the bag of ingredients, and then you're like, there you go. Bake a cake. Your girl does not know how to bake a cake from scratch. I can tell you that. Oh, but I should know, like, getting sexist here. But most women know how to bake a cake. And I have all the ingredients. Sure, I can do it. Am I going to be able to bake that cake without a recipe? I will answer that for you. Probably not. Why? Because I don't know how to freaking do it. Despite having all the pieces of the puzzle, like all the ingredients, I still do not have a clear direction on how to get from having freaking flour and eggs to having a delicious cake at the end of it. And that's how it is with fitness. A lot of people have all this kind of like mismatched information that they get off social media and all the ingredients. They have the egg, they have the butter, they have sometimes this rotten butter with all the bullshit information that you can get out there as well. And then they think that they are like, oh, I totally know how to do it. I just need accountability. Listen, my man, my woman, you could hold me accountable all you want to bake that freaking cake. It wasn't going to happen. No amount of accountability in freaking the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader singing in front of my door every single day, you still wouldn't have a cake. Why? Because I didn't have the direction on how to get from A to B. And that's what happens with so many people's fitness journey. And they are, you know, oh, I need accountability. Oh, I'm not motivated. Well, you're not motivated and you are not holding yourself accountable because your plan fucking sucks. That's why. And you know what else? If the problem was just accountability per se, I can Google. Actually, I'm going to do it right now. I am going to tell you. So let's go here on the Apple Store and see how many apps there are for accountability. So we have here the App Store. Let's go here. Accountability apps. So here you have Habit Share. It's free. Habitat. Habit Stop. Daily Habit. You have a whole bunch of apps for free on the Apple Store. If the problem is just accountability, go to those apps. Get them for free or pay $2 a pop, whatever they cost. But I can almost certainly guarantee that you're going to fall off the wagon and go back to your old ways within just a few weeks, because the problem is not accountability. The problem is a lack of direction. So now just to do a quick recap, I am not opposed. I do think that there needs to be accountability, but the accountability needs to come from within. And that accountability that is going to come within, it's oftentimes going to come from a certainty that you are following something that is going to get you from A to B. It's going to be very hard for you to stay motivated and hold yourself accountable if you don't even know what the fuck you're doing. So here are my three problems with the whole idea that all you need is accountability. Number one is the need to rely on external force. Yes, a coach, an app, and all of that is a great way to have the extra push. The accountability needs to come from within. You need to learn how to hold yourself accountable. Number two, relying on that external accountability puts everybody else and their mom on the driver's seat of your life, which then is going to remove your personal responsibility. And then it's going to become the universal's fault as to why you cannot accomplish what you want to accomplish. It ain't your kid's job. It ain't your husband's job. It ain't your boss's job. It ain't your mom and dad's job. It ain't nobody's job other than yourself to pull yourself out of whatever hole you put yourself in and come out. Nobody's job. That's two. And then number three is that accountability and direction are not the same. Holding yourself accountable and learning how to hold yourself accountable to a plan or a direction that sucks, it's going to work until it doesn't. So you have to have direction in order to have that accountability, because then you're going to trust the process. All right, ladies and gents, thank you so much for listening. I hope this was helpful. Hit me up on the grams, Natalia Mellofit. It's at Natalia, N-A-T-H-A-L-I-A, Mello, M-E-L-O, Fit. And let me know what you think. Let me know if you have any questions about this. If you think this sucked, that's fine. You can come to me, talk to me. If you want a question about something, I'll survive, by the way. My feelings don't get hurt easily. If you have any questions about what we discussed today, send me a message, and I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you next week for our next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. But let me ask you, what was your aha moment in today's episode? I would love to know. You can leave me a comment or voice message at the link in the show description. You can also follow me on Instagram and let me know what topics you want to hear more about or who I should have on the show. As for today, this is it for today, guys. I'll see you back next week for another episode of the Unfiltered Fit Life podcast.